们继续来学习以西结书。
And we will continue to study Ezekiel.
如果我们看这些大先知书都有一个共同的特点。
And if we look at all the prophetic books, they all have a certain similarities.
就是在开始都在提到神怎么拣选工人。
In the beginning, it talks about how God chooses His workers.
因为在先知书的时代，以色列百姓的信仰逐渐远离了神。
During the eras of prophetic books, the Israelites' faith slowly growing away from God.
那其实他们跟神之间有盟约。
But actually, they had a covenant with God.
那这个盟约就是婚约。
And this is a covenant of marriage.
这是一种爱的约。
And this is a covenant of love.
这也是一种永远的约。
And this is an eternal covenant.
这就是我们今天跟神的约。
So this is also the covenant of us with God.
所以主耶稣再来，这个叫做婚宴的开始。
So the second coming of Jesus will be the beginning of the banquet.
那受洗叫做许配基督。
And so baptism means that you're married into Christ.
那当以色列百姓去拜偶像。
When the Israelites worshiping the idols,
这个等于婚姻的第三者介进去。
So this will be kind of like the intrusion of the third party in a marriage.
所以这就会引起神的嫉妒跟愤怒。
And this will provoke God's anger and also enviness.
那神出于对他们的爱，所以神要把他们挽回过来。
Because the love of God towards them, God wants to bring them back.
因此神要拣选工人。
And so God needs to choose its workers.
在以赛亚书里面呢
，In the book of Isaiah,
我们看神怎么拣选工人。
And we will see how God chooses his workers.
在第六章。
And this is Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我见主高高坐在宝座上，他的衣裳下垂，遮盖圣殿。这里讲第一节讲有两个王。
And verse 1 talks about there's two kings.
一个是乌西亚王。
And one is King Uzziah.
他是一个人。
And he's a person.
所以他会死。
And so he will be, can be deceased.
另外一个是高高坐在宝座上的主。
And the other one is the Lord sitting on top of the high throne.
那这个就是荣耀的神。
This is the glorious God.
那神就显这个异象给以赛亚看。
And so God has revealed this vision to Isaiah.
那这个异象就看到撒拉佛怎么在服侍神。
And so how in this vision you see how the seraphims is serving God.
那撒拉佛就是天使。
And seraphim is angels.
那撒拉佛本身的意思就是焚烧。
And Seraphim's original meaning means to burn.
那第三节,
and verse 3.
他呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉殿的万军神的荣光充满全地。
And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
那他这样的在颂赞神在服侍神。
He's praising God in such a way and also serving him.
那门见根基震动，殿充满着云烟。
And so the post of the door was shaken by the voice, and the house was filled with smoke.
所以在这个意象里面看到神非常的荣耀。
So in this vision, you can see God was very glorious.
所以整个充满神的荣光。
And so the whole entire space was filled with God's glory light.
那看到这个意象。
Seeing this vision,
那撒拉这个以赛亚就觉得自己很不配啊。
Isaiah felt that he was unworthy.
因为不认识神哦，我们都以为自己很好。
And without knowing God, one would think that you're the best.
但是当一个人站在神面前呢
，When a person standing in front of God,
我们就发现我们是微臣。
And you feel like you're a very minute servant.
好像没有一样。
And it seems like you are nothing.
站在神面前，我们就觉得我们很污秽，犯了很多罪。
Standing in front of God, you feel that you are very defiled and sin greatly.
所以当神要呼召他
，When God is calling out to him,
当然他觉得很不配，但是也觉得这是极大的神给他极大的恩典。
And he feels that he's unworthy, but this is also a great grace from God.
所以我们今天我们。 心里哦，绝对不要想说啊，我做圣工，我牺牲很多。
So in our hearts, let's not think that I've done much holy work and I made so much sacrifice.
如果我们把牺牲跟做圣工连在一起，就贬低了神了。
If we're linking sacrifices and doing holy work, then we're actually lowering the status of God.
一个这么伟大、这么荣耀的神。
And such great and magnificent God.
我们一个这么卑微、这么污秽的人。
And such a lowly and defiled man.
神愿意让我们靠近他。
And God allow us to draw close to Him.
神愿意让我们来侍奉他。
And God allow us to serve Him.
这是一种恩典的。
This is actually a grace.
我们是不配的。
And we're unworthy.
所以我们心里绝对不要想说啊，我做神的工，我牺牲很多。
And so in our hearts, let's not think that I've done so much work and I made many sacrifices.
我们牺牲，觉得牺牲很多，是因为我们不认识神。
And we feel that we made sacrifices is because we don't know God.
如果我们真的认识神，
if we truly know God,
我们牺牲生命，我们也甘心了。
And even if we lose our own life, we are willing to do it.
所以在旧约时代，神拣选工人，有时候就是显这些异象给他看。
In the Old Testament times, when God chooses His worker, they would be shown a vision.
因为以赛亚那个世代啊。
So during the time of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第一章
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚在感叹，神在感叹。
And so God is exclamating.
第二节。
Verse 2.
天啊，要听，地啊，侧耳听，因为神说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟然背逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列人却不认识我的名，却不留意。这里神在感叹什么？
And so what is this God sighing about here?
他看顾以色列百姓，把他们从埃及带出来，然后在牛奶与蜜之地变成一个强国。
And he cared about the Israelites and brought them out of Egypt and into a land of flowing with milk and honey. They became a powerful nation.
可以说神对以色列百姓恩典很大。
You can say that God has gave them much grace to the Israelites.
但是以色列百姓竟然不认识神。
But the people of Israel does not know God.
对神冷漠无情。
And then they are very cold and very ignorant.
所以神在这里感叹说，养牛养驴还比养人还好。
And so God thinks that it's better to have ox or donkey.
因为你养一些宠物你回到家里面会来靠近你，尾巴摇一摇，舔一舔，至少它懂得亲近。
And because when you raise some animals, when you go home, they will try to come closer to you, maybe waggle their tail.
但是神养人，人不但违背他、犯罪、得罪他，而且对神冷漠。
And but God is raising men here, but not only do they sin, but they are very cold to God.
所以神要用以赛亚把。带领他们回来归向神。
And so God needs to use Isaiah to bring them back to God.
那到耶利米书里面也是一样。
And so to the time of Jeremiah is the same thing.
我们看耶利米书的第一章。
And let's read Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书的第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第一章第四节。
Verse 4.
耶利米说：“说神的话临到我说，我未将你造在腹中，我已经晓得你；你未出母胎，我已经分你别你为圣；我已经派你做列国的先知。”第六节。
Six.
我就说主我不知道怎么说，因为我是年幼的。神对我说：“你不要说我是年幼的，我要差你到谁那里，你都要去。”要吩咐你说什么，你都要说，不要惧怕，因为我要与你同在，要拯救你。这是神说的第九节。
Verse 9.
于是神按手在我的口里对我说，我将我说的话传给你。十节。
Verse 10.
你看到我今日立在你向列国列王上，为叫事先拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆，又要建立灾子。这里神告诉耶利米从母腹他已经拣选他了。
And so God tells Jeremiah that he was chosen since in the womb of his mother.
那要耶利米做什么？
And what was he supposed to do?
第十节。
Verse 10.
拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
To root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down.
再来要建立栽植。
And then to build and to plant.
这个拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，就是从人心里的深处，把他拜偶像的心，生活里面这些世俗的文化，完全把它拿掉。
To root down, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down is to pull away the wickedness that man has in his heart of worshiping idols.
那这个旧的如果没有拿掉，新的建不起来。
If the old is not being removed, the new cannot be built in it.
但是一个人要把旧的拔出来，这是很痛苦。
But a person needs to root out the old things. This is very painful.
那除非这个拔出来，不然新的没有办法进去。
Unless this is being rooted out, the new ones cannot be put in.
所以神就告诉耶利米，我要跟你同在，你不要怕。
And so God told Jeremiah that I will abide with you. Do not be afraid.
那一直到我们今天读的以西结。
And all the way until Ezekiel.
那神显神的形象给他看。
And so God has shown His own image to him.
然后才呼叫他，呼召他来服侍神。
And then calling out to him to serve.
所以这里让我们想到哥林多后书的一句话哈。
So this makes us think a passage in 2 Corinthians.
我们来找一节哈。我如果癫狂是为神，在哪里
？Let's search for this verse.
我如果癫狂是为神。
And then if I am mad, it's because of God.
不是考试想想看。
This is not a test.
在哪里？哥林多后书。
And where is this recorded? In 2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我如果是癫狂是为神，如果是谨守是为你们。
Verse 13, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are sound mind, it is for you.
所谓癫狂就是一般人认为不正常。
So besides ourselves means that the ordinary people think that you're not normal.
这个叫癫狂。
And this is called beside ourselves.
那对保罗来讲哪里不正常呢？
And so to Paul, what is this abnormalness?
因为当时主耶稣是被钉十字架。
Because at that time, Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
在一般人看是羞辱的。
And to a common man, this is something that's shameful.
他没有外貌，没有加行美容。
He does not have any outer appearance, nor he doesn't have anything to make him
look, 没有家世背景。
Well,He does not have any family background.
什么都没有。
He does not have anything.
那保罗什么都有。
But Paul has everything.
他有学问，他有社会地位。
He has education, he has social status.
他有政治影响力，他有最好的教育。
He can affect political influences and he received the best education.
他忽然间改变了，变成去传耶稣。
So all of a sudden, he has changed and he wants to preach about Jesus.
大家就想不通啊。
So this is unthink of.
就觉得他癫狂。
And so people thought that he is beside himself.
那是保罗，他很清楚他为什么改变了。
And Paul understand clearly why he has changed.
是因为神。
It's because of God.
他对神的认识。
He understands God.
还有神在他心里面的感动。
And also he felt the touch of God inside of him.
这就是他的服侍的动力。
So this is motivation of his servitude.
所以他的一生服侍神，到最后也是为神来殉道。
So he served God all his life. At the end, he became a martyr for God.
两手空空，什么都没有。
And he left empty-handed. He has nothing.
那今天我们再回来看我们现在这个世代。
So we turn.Back and look at today's society.
我们这个世代跟当时以赛亚的世代应该是差不多。
And so our era is pretty much the same thing with the generation of Isaiah.
或者跟以西结世代也是差不多。
Or maybe the same generation as Ezekiel.
神需要他所 神需要人来被他所用。
And God would need to use people
来带领教会，让所有的信徒能够回心转意归向神。
To guide the people in the church to turn back their hearts to God.
但是人在哪里？
But where are the men?
当然有很多人提很多外在原因，为什么我们找不到人要来读这个TTP 传道班。
And so people find many other reasons that we cannot find anybody to apply for TPP.
但是真正的原因就是我们的心离开神太远。
But the main reason is because our heart is far away from God.
如果我们真的看到以赛亚所看到的。
If we have witnessed what Isaiah have seen.
如果我们真的看到以西结所看到那神荣耀的形象。
If we truly have seen what Ezekiel have seen.
如果我们真的像保罗进到第三层天。
If we indeed like Paul entering into the third heaven.
我们就发现回到这个世界，这个变粪土。
And we will realize that this world is rubbish to us.
不是世界没有价值的。
It's not that this world does not have any value.
是神里面那个荣耀那个价值世界你找不到。
And because it's the glory of God inside of him is something that you cannot find in this world.
所以怎么把我们这个世代的人包括青年带到神的面前。
How can we bring the people including youth from this generation to the face of God?
让神来激励他，让神来感动他们，这是一个大功课。
And to let God compel them and touch them, this is a great assignment.
我们现在十二个传道最近周传道退休了，剩十一个。
So we have 12 pastors and recently Pastor Cho retired, so now we have 11.
现在有三十间教会跟祈祷所。
Now we have 30 prayer houses and church.
如果圣工继续发展，应该会越来越多。
And if we continue to develop our holy work, there should be more and more.
但是我们的工人越来越少。
But our worker is getting less and less.
所以现在一间传道大概是帮忙两间教会。
So one pastor maybe is assigned to assist two churches.
以后可能是三间教会。
And it's possible that they might be assigned to three.
也可能会四间教会。
It's possible that they might be assigned to four.
所以如果我们一直觉得我们在教会里面好像传道人不够。
And if we feel that we don't have enough pastoral workers in church.
我们要为这件事情祷告。
And we have to pray for this matter.
求主亲自感动我们年轻的一代。
And we have to ask God to touch the younger generations.
真的让他的心能够归向神。
And to allow his heart to return back to God.
其实生活的挂虑不是最重要的。
The worryness of life is not the most important thing.
如果40年都可以吃玛拿过去。
If you can eat manna for 40 years and then everything can pass.
生活的挂虑神当然会看顾。
And so the things of the burden of life, God will take care of it.
如果红海都可以分开。
If the Red Sea can be parted.
磐石都可以流水。
And the rocks can flow water.
约旦河都可以干固。
And the River Jordan can be dried up.
这个神是没有改变的。
This God would never change.
所以我们要服侍神哦，最重要不是挂虑一些生活的困难，其实一踏进去，这个困难都一个一个解决。
So if we wanted to serve God, we should not worry about the difficulties of life because once you step in, everything will be eliminated one by one.
最大的一个问题是我们跟神的关系。
The greatest problem will be the relationship between God and us.
所以在以西结书里面。
So in the book of Ezekiel,
我们可以看到神显荣耀给他看，然后再呼叫他。
And we can see that God showed him His glory, and then is calling out to him.
那这个工作相当不好做。
And so this work is very difficult.
我们回到以西结书的第三章。
And let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 3.
这个第三章神就给他一卷书要吃下去。
And so in chapter 3, he was giving a scroll to be eaten.
那吃下去以后就要叫他传讲神给他的话。
And after eating it, he is to proclaim the words of God.
所以我们在做圣工，不管当负责人、当宗教教育教员、当传道人、当讲领会讲道，到最后我们能够让人造就是传讲神的话。
And so any holy work that you do, whether it's RE teachers or speakers or sermon givers, at the end, you're speaking the words of God.
所以我们本身要先去领受。
So first we have to receive it.
啊，他说这个神讲的话啊，吃下去啊，就觉得甜如蜜。
And so he said that after eating it, it was tastes like honey and sweetness.
啊，这个是一种属灵的感受。
So this is a spiritual experience.
啊，我们读任何一本书跟读圣经绝对是不一样。
Any book that we read is definitely not the same with reading the Bible.
圣经有生命。
And the Bible has life.
其他的书没有生命。
And all the other books is without life.
哦，所以如果啊，如果了哈，你要进到监牢里面，准许你带三本书哦，你要在监牢三年，你会带什么
？And let's just say that if you have to be, if you're going to jail and you're only allowed to bring three books, what three books you will bring？
有什么书让能够让我们读三年
？And what kind of book will allow us to read for three years？
到最后还是圣经。
And at the end, it will still be the Bible.
越读越深，越读越有意思。
And because the more you read it, the more deeper it gets, and the more meaningful.
所以我们每一天来读圣经，甜如蜜。
And so if we can read the Bible, daily, this will be sweet as honey.
好，我们现在看第三章。
And let's, read chapter 3.
第三章的第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
看啊，我使你的脸，应过他们的脸，使你的额应过他们的额。第九节。
Verse 9.
我使你们的额像金刚钻，比火石更硬。他们是悖逆之家，你不要怕他们。这里神告诉以西结。
And so God tells Ezekiel here.
就是主要要叫他不要怕，要刚强。
And it's telling him not to be afraid and needs to be strong.
面对这些悖逆神的百姓，不要怕。
And when they facing the rebellious people, do not be afraid.
因为像当时约书亚承接摩西的工作。
And just like Joshua taking over the work of Moses at the time.
他也很害怕。
And he was afraid.
那神就鼓励他要刚强壮胆。
And so God encouraged him to be strong and courageous.
神怎么跟摩西同在，也要跟约书亚同在。
And how was God to abide Moses was the same that God was to abide Joshua.
圣经里面找不到一个例子，神看这个人很有才能，很有恩赐，所以神说我要用他。
And so in the Bible, there's not one example that God will see a certain person to be very gifted and skilled, and God would decide to use him.
连一个都没有。
You cannot find one example.
圣经是神拣选人做他的器皿，才给他力量，给他恩赐。
And it's usually that God will choose a specific person as a vessel and then will empower him.
所以谦卑是需要的，我们原来算不了什么。
So humbleness is definitely required because we are nothing.
但是能够做成神的工，不是因为我们有什么世界的条件。
But in order to fulfill the task of God, it's not because you're qualified in this world.
很简单啊，我们大家都有带慕道者的经验。
And it's very simple. All of us maybe have experiences bringing a truth seeker to church.
有谁能够用自己的口才说服一个人受洗？
And so how can one person and use their words to have somebody be baptized.
所以有一个弟兄说，我带领慕道班，我讲了好多的道理。
And so a brother would say that I have held many truth seeker class and I've spoken given many lessons.
讲越多道理，他越谦卑。
And so the more lessons that he gave, the more humble he became.
因为会不会受洗，不是因为他讲什么道。
And because whether a person will be baptized, it doesn't matter what sermon he gave.
是神在他里面动工。
And this is actually God working inside of him.
我们现在看第三章。
And so let's refer back to chapter 3.
第三章的十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
于是灵将我举起，带我而去。我心中甚苦，灵性激愤，并且神的灵在我身上大有能力。
So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness and the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me.
所以到底神怎么让以西结比金刚石还硬？
And so how can God allow Ezekiel to be harder than the stone of flint?
到最后就是这句话了。神的灵在我身上大有能力。
And so this is the passage, so the Spirit inside of me gave me great strength.
今天我们能够做什么工作，是因为神的灵在我们身上做工。
And so any work that we can do today is because the Spirit of God is working inside of us.
是神在做成他的工。
And it's actually God fulfilling His work.
我们只是器皿。
And we are only a vessel.
不是我们做成。
It's not us that's doing anything at all.
这样啊，我们就知道我们做完圣工之后啊，我们就会更加的荣耀神，感谢神。
And so for this that we should give more glory to God after we completing a holy work.
好，那在第三章的最后面。
And so the last part of the chapter 3.
就提到要立以西结做守望者。
And so this is to make Ezekiel as the watchman.
好，我们看十七节。
And let's read verse 17.
人子啊，我立你做以色列家的守望者，所以你要听我的口中的话，替我警戒他们。我何时指着恶人说他必要死？你若不警戒他，也不劝戒他，使他离开恶行，拯救这性命，这个恶人就必死在罪中。我却要向他讨你，追讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒这恶人，他仍不转离罪，也不离开行他必死的罪孽，你就要救自己脱离的罪。这个地方说，这个守望者要做什么？
And so here is talking about the job criteria of the watchman.
要警戒恶人。
And he's to warn the wicked.
那他要不要离开？这不是守望者能够控制的。
So whether this wicked person wants to leave, it's not something that the watchman can control.
我们大家都知道我们如果说在台上讲到，大家都要想听这个 feel good 的道理，要听起来很舒服，听起来很好。
And we know that as because we when we give sermon, many people like to hear the give good the feel good sermon.
所以很多人不是很多人有一些人就去听这个一般外教会的讲道，他很懂得心理学，很会讲。
And so some people would like to listen the sermons from other denominations because they're well versed in psychology and then they're very eloquent.
但是有时候一个教会要改变讲这个 feel good 的道理是没有办法完成的。
And so sometimes in order for a church to change, when you give feel good sermons, this is not something that we can accomplish.
要像先知一样告诉他们。
And we need to be like a prophet and warning them.
哪个地方需要改变。
Which aspects of their spirituality needs to be changed?
要怎么改变。
And how can they change?
有时候人活久了都不想要改变了。
And so often, when men live long enough, man does not want to change.
比方说，我们如果聚会11点。
For example, let's say we start service at 1 o'clock.
那有的11点才到。
And so some people will arrive at 11.
是到 parking lot.
And they will come into the parking lot.
那走到会堂已经11点5分了，大家在唱诗。
And so walking inside the chapel will be 11:05 and everyone is singing hymns already.
所以有的教会第一次祷告完三分之差不多一半到。
And so some churches after the first prayer, then only half of the people will come.
那这个要怎么改变呢？
So how can you change this?
要推行祷告会。
And then you have to push the more prayer.
就是从10点20到50我们有早祷。
And so from 10:20 to 10:50 we will have a morning prayer.
就是我们来到教会时间提早到10点20。
And so the time coming into church will be brought early to 10:20.
那这个是不好讲，因为大家都有习惯，不愿意改变。
And so this is not something that's easy to say because everybody has their own habits and ways.
但是如果常常这样提醒跟鼓励，
But if we're constantly encouraging and compelling them to do so,
会前更多人来教会祷告。
And there will be much more people to come into church to pray.
聚会时间到，很多人到八九十已经在会堂。
And so when the time of service, many people, about 80 or 90% will be in the chapel.
那第二个，聚会里面的精神很好。
And secondly, the spirit of in the service will be very good.
因为 有圣灵在运行啊，道理听得懂，你就觉得很有味道，精神就很好。
Because when the Holy Spirit is moving among us, and you feel that the sermon is spoken very well, and then so you feel very energetic and positive.
但是这个守望者更重要的，就是怎么能够在教会合一跟成圣。
And so, one of the more important tasks for the watchman is to have to how to have allow the church to be unified and to be sanctified.
主耶稣要升天以前，在约翰十四章，他最关心两个问题。
And before Jesus was to ascend to heaven, in John chapter 17, he cares about two issues.
一个就是成圣，一个就是合一。
And one is sanctification, and the other one is unification.
教会能够成圣又能合一。教会就有神的荣耀。
So if a church can be sanctified, unified, then the church would have the glory of God.
那要讲成圣，就会讲到罪。
And so when we talking about sanctification, we have to talk about the issues of sin.
这是一般所谓 mega church 里面没有人讲的。
And so this is something that most of the churches would not talk about.
Mega church, 大的教会。
A mega church that would not talk about.
他不讲罪了。
And they would not speak about things of the sin.
因为罪让人感觉不好。
And because sin will make somebody feel uncomfortable.
但是教会要成圣，不但要讲罪，而且要讲悔改。
But in order for church to be sanctified, not only should we talk about sin, but we should also talk about repentance.
那这个教会才会成圣。
And so this church can be sanctified this way.
那合一呢？
What about to be unified?
合一很重要的，就是守望者要警告传异端的人。
And so something very important, the watchman has to warn the people that preaches heresy.
所以在提摩太前书里面呢，保罗告诉提摩太要警戒那些传异端的。
And so in First Timothy, Paul has told Timothy to be careful of the preachers of heresies.
因为传异端等于在散布笑。
And because when you're doing that, you're actually spreading east.
一旦信仰不一样，在教会里面，这个人的心就没有办法同心。
And once you have an indifferent faith, everyone's heart will be different.
所以，保罗在《使徒行传》里面，他在提到，凡是神的旨意的，我没有一样，我违避不讲。
And so Paul has said in the book of Acts that anything that's relevant to God's will, I would not hold anything back and not speak of it.
神的恩典，神的应许，当然这是要讲。
And God's grace and God's promise, this is something definitely needs to be spoken.
但是针对教会的需要，教会的问题也需要讲。
But something pinpointing to the need of the church has to be talked about as well.
这个叫做忠心。
And so this is called faithfulness.
那讲完，我们在神面前就很坦然。
And after speaking of it, then we can be free in the eyes of God.
但是有时候因为人情，因为感觉，所以让我们都有一点迟疑，有一些事情我们不愿意讲。
And so sometimes due to the culture or the human nature, the essence of feeling of the people, then certain things that maybe we want to refrain from speaking.
所以这个守望者的责任。
So this is the duty of the watchman.
那因为这个样子，所以他就要预备受苦。
And because of this, then he has to be prepared to suffer.
因此一个人要做忠心的仆人常常要预备受苦。
So if a person wants to be a faithful servant, he has to prepare to suffer.
那这样才能够把神的工作做得好。
And so this way he can perform God's work in a well manner.
因此我们在刚刚读的十二节哈，神的灵在我身上就大有能力。
So we had read verse 12 that the Spirit of God on me will be full of power.
那我们再看第三章的二十四节。
And let's read chapter 3 verse 24.
灵就进到我里面，使我站起来。
And the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet.
这个有属灵的意思。
And this has spiritual meaning within.
站起来。
And to set me on my feet.
我们看以弗所书。
And let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章的十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。 求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might through his spirit in the inner man.
这个心里的力量啊，英文叫 inner man， 里面那个人能够刚强。
And so, the spirit of the inner man in English, that means that the man inside could be strengthened.
那里面那个人刚强，就是表示他可以站起来。
Once the inner man can be strengthened, then he's able, capable of standing up.
那站起来才能走路，站起来的才能够承担责任。
And so once he stood up, then he can walk and then fulfill duties.
所以从第四章开始，我们就看到神要以西结做很多事情。
And so after chapter 4 and onwards, we have seen that God would assign Ezekiel to many, much work.
这个如果没有神的灵进到他里面，做不来的。
If this is without the Spirit of God entering into him, this is then something that he cannot do.
所以如果我们在服事神，常常觉得自己很软弱。
And so the time when we're serving God, if we feel that we're very weak,
这是好的。
And this is good.
因为我们常常觉得很软弱，我们才会真的靠神。
And if we feel that we're weak, we will rely and entrust God.
那我们才真的里面那个人可以站起来。
And so the inner man can stand up.
所以保罗他说他夸什么？
And so Paul, he has said that, what does he boast about?
我们常常来想，我们大概都有年纪了，我们做圣工到现在，我们在夸什么？
And so many of us, then we are advanced in age, and what do we boast about?
有时候我们常常虽然没有讲信，你在夸我们做成什么。
And so maybe we are boasting things in our heart.
我们看哥林多后书
And let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十二章。
Chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
十二章第九节
，Chapter 12, verse 9.
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”神的能力要怎么覆庇我们呢
？And so, how can the power of Christ be rest upon us？
那保罗的体验就是要夸自己的软弱。
Based on the experience of Paul, that he liked to boast his weakness and infirmities.
因为神的能力在人的软弱上完全。
And because the power of Christ will rest upon and into perfection on man.
那怎么知道说这一个人真的有自觉软弱呢
？So how do we know a certain man will feel that they are weak?
就是看他的祷告。
Then we can observe his prayer.
如果这个人教会托付他很多工作。
And if the church entrusts this man many works.
也没有看到在祷告啊。
And you don't see him praying.
连早祷会也没有来啊。
And he would not join the morning prayer session.
很显然他不会觉得自己软弱。
And it's very obvious that he would not feel that he's weak.
所以他不会祷告啊。
So he would not know how to pray.
那这个里面那个人就没有办法站起来。
And so the inner man cannot stand up.
那同样一个责任再托付给另外一个人。
So the same assignment is trusted on to another person.
他就很认真祷告。
And this person will be praying fervently.
因为他觉得要把这个责任做好实在是不简单。
And because he felt that in order to fulfill this task, it's not something simple to do.
所以有时候我们一个教会，比方说这个宣道股的负责一换人之后，你会发现这个宣道工作 会有改变的。
So sometimes in the church, when the evangelism work is being reassigned, you feel that you see the obvious change.
有的负责宣道工作专门办活动。
And some of the people that was assigned to evangelism, they would hold many activities.
办得很热闹，很多人来，把它称作慕道者。
And they would have much people come, and then they would call them truth seekers.
不是 truth seeker， 那个是 fun seeker， 他是为着饭来的。
And so these are actually fun seekers, but not truth seekers.
那你现在换另外一个人。
And so you would change into somebody else.
他喜欢祷告。
And he likes to pray.
鼓励大家祷告。
He encourages everyone to pray.
带动大家祷告。
He would lead people into prayer.
有时候我发现这个关键的人一改之后，教会洗礼人数就增加。
And so you will see that this critical person was changed, and the baptism count will improve.
因为自觉软弱，我们这个带人来信真的很难，就要祷告，祷告，结果神就做工了。
And so if you feel that you're very weak, and so naturally you need to pray, and when you pray, God will work among us.
所以真的我们在神面前服事，我们不能做什么。
And so indeed, when we serve in front of God, we cannot do anything.
所以我们要认真祷告。
And so that we have to pray fervently.
因此这灵进去，他就可以站起来，里面的那个人就会刚强。
And so once the spirit enters, and the inner man would have strength and be able to stand up.
从第四章到第七章。
And so from chapter 4 to chapter 7.
我们就可以看到这个圣城受围困受罚。
And we can see that the holy city is under siege.
那里面有几个预兆。
And there are a few events.
第一节到第三节再提到要摆砖的预兆。
And so from verse 1 to verse 3, it talks about the city wall, the events of the city wall.
那用这个来预表耶路撒冷要受围困。
And this is to show that the Jerusalem will be under siege.
但是从第二个就比较难了。
And so from the second thing will be more tougher.
为什么比较难呢？
And why is it more tougher?
要向左侧卧。
And you have to lie also on your left side.
要侧卧几天呢？
And how many days should you rest?
第五节。
And verse 5.
390天。
390 days.
诸位试试看，今天晚上你就睡到天亮都不要翻身，看你没有办法。
And all of you can try tonight, just sleep till the morning without flipping or turning your body.
就是侧左边一直睡到天亮，我看没有办法。
And maybe just lying on your left side and then sleep through the night this way. I don't think it's possible.
但是先知要向左侧卧390天。
And but the prophet was ordered to be lying on his left side for 390 days.
然后再向右侧卧40天。
And then to lie on the right side for 40 days.
那一半一共就440天了。
And so this will become 440 days.
那一天要来顶以色列百姓的罪一年。
And so one day will count and for the iniquity of the house of Judah.
所以先知的本色就是对神完全的顺服。
And so the essence of the prophet is to have complete obedience towards God.
但这很难所以是需要神的灵在他里面得到力量。
So this is very difficult, so he would need the Spirit of God working inside of him to give him strength.
那在第九节里面
So in verse 9,
在侧卧的时候他要吃饼。
And when he's lying on the side, he would need to eat bread.
吃什么
What does he eat?
如果我们看第九节
And let's read verse 9.
取小麦、大麦、豆子、红豆、小米、粗麦装在一个器皿中，自己做饼。
And take for yourself wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt, and put them into one vessel and make a bread of them for yourself.
这个到底吃起来怎样？你如果到 Trader Joe 去买有这个以西结的饼，以西结书它里面有写以西结书第四章第九节。
And so, what does this taste like? If you go into this Trader Joe's supermarket, they actually have the bread of Ezekiel that's recorded in this passage.
但是这个饼很难吃，关键在后用后面的。
And this tastes very awful because later on we can see.
这个你如果看第十五节。
And let's read verse 15.
看了，我给你牛粪代替人粪，你要将这个。饼烤了在其上。
And he says, he said to me, I'm giving you cow dung instead of human waste, and you shall prepare your bread over it.
所以这是用粪来烤的，所以是很难吃。
And so, this bread was prepared over human waste, so that's why it would taste awful.
因为这就代表以色列百姓在神面前是污秽的。
And so this signifies that the Israelites are defiled in the eyes of God.
如果我们不愿意吃那个用粪烤过的饼，那在神面前，以色列百姓等于这个污秽的饼，其实是神不喜欢的。
And so if you're unwilling to eat this defiled bread, but due to the fact that God does not like the defiled Israelites.
所以我们做一个人当然现在人很会包装自己。
As a man, we know how to package ourselves.
但是 这是给人看。
But this is actually to show other people.
但如果我们真的要让神喜欢我们。
But indeed, if you really want God to like you.
这个外面的包装不是最重要。
So the outside package is not the most important.
最重要就是我们里面需要生活需要圣洁。
So, what's important inside of us, we must have life and we must have holiness.
好，第五章。
And chapter 5.
第五章就提到要剃头。
And so this is talking about a razor over the head.
就是我们看第五章的第一节。
And let's read chapter 5 verse 1.
人子啊，你要把拿一把快刀当作剃头刀，用这个刀剃你的头发和你胡须，用听扁将须发分平。因这围困的日子，你要将三分之一在城用火焚烧，三分之一在城四围用刀砍，要三分之一任风吹去。结果这个头须剃下来，要分作三份。
And so once the hair is being razored off, it needs to be divided to three parts.
那这个先知就变光头了。
And so the prophet will become bald.
那三分之一用火焚烧在城里面。
So one third would be burned with fire in the city.
就是我们如果看十二节。
And let's read verse 12.
你的民三分之一要遭瘟疫而死。
And one third of you shall die of pestilence.
那遭饥荒而消灭。
And be consumed with famine in your midst.
另外三分之一。
And the other one third.
在城的四围用刀砍碎。
And shall fall by the sword all around you.
接下去就是三分之一必在你四围倒在刀下。
And the other one third shall fall by the sword.
那另外三分之一风吹散。
And the other one third shall be scattered all around the wind.
在十二节就是将三分之一分散在四方。
And so the one third will be scattered all around.
所以没有一样是好的。
So not even one part is positive here.
饥荒瘟疫死被刀杀死这个都不好。
So die with pestilence or be killed by sword, this is all bad.
然后被流放到外国这也不好。
And also to exile into a foreign country, this is also not good.
那为什么这些事情会发生到神的选民呢？
So why would this happen to the chosen people of God?
当然这就是罪跟罚的关系。
And of course, this is because of due to sin.
因为有罪一定会有一个后果。
And if you have sin, then there's definitely a consequence.
所以圣经里面讲什么叫智慧人？智慧人谨慎行事。
So the Bible describes what is the wise. A wise man will be very careful in his ways.
在以弗所书里面讲。
And just like it's recorded in Ephesians.
也就是说，我们知道我们做每一件事情，我们过每一种不同的生活，都有会有一个后果。
And we know that everything that we do and all of our actions will have a consequence.
当然我们知道这个后果，我们就知道应该不应该做，这个叫做智慧。
And if we know the result of things, then we shall make a determination whether to do it or not. This is called wisdom.
那什么叫愚昧？
So what does it mean to be a foolish man?
圣经说愚昧以犯罪为游戏。
And so foolish men will treat sin as a game.
也觉得说我这样没有关系，我这样做没有人知道，我这样做不会怎样。
And this is to mean that it's okay for me to do this because once I've done it, nobody will find out.
所以第五章这个耶路撒冷的围困受罚，这是因为他们的罪。
And so chapter 5, Jerusalem is under siege because of their sin.
那第六章就在解释那罪到底是什么。
So chapter 6 is explaining what exactly the sin is.
这个罪主要就是拜偶像。
And this is mainly worshipping idols.
我们看第五节。
And let's read verse 5.
我也要将以色列人的尸首放在他们的偶像面前，将你们的骸骨抛散在你们祭坛的四围。
And I will lay the corpse of the children of Israel before their idols, I will scatter your bones all around your altars.
所以所有的罪在十诫里面所有的罪第二诫比第七诫还厉害。
And so among all the sins in the Ten Commandments, the second is more severe than the seventh.
第七诫当然是犯奸淫
And of course, the seventh is adultery, a sin of adultery.
但是第二诫更严重。
The second commandment is more severe.
因为第二诫就是否定神的存在。
And the second commandment, you're refuting the existence of God.
用另外一个神来代替真正的神。
You're using another God to replace the true God.
用人造的神归荣耀给人造的神，而不是真正的真神。
And you give glory to a man-made idol and not the true God.
所以在出埃及记里面，我们看啊。神要把以色列百姓全部都灭掉。
So in the book of Exodus, we can see that God wants to destroy the entire race of Israel.
原因就是拜偶像。
And the reason is because they worshiping idols.
所以拜偶像的罪是非常严重的。
So any sense of worshiping idol is very serious and severe.
好，我们看第九节，
And let's read verse 9, chapter 6, verse 9.
那脱离刀剑的人必在属乳的各宫纪念。我为他们心中何等伤迫，是因为他们起了淫心，远离我，眼对偶像行邪淫。他们因行的是可憎的事，必厌恶自己。第十节
，verse ten，
他们必知道我是神。我说要使这灾殃临到他们身上，并非空话。这个地方讲心起淫心呢。
And so, this is having a heart of adultery.
这个淫不是男女之间的。
And so, adultery is not between men or women.
是下面讲啊，远离我，眼对偶像行邪淫。
And this is which departed from me, and then they play the harlot after their idols.
这个眼就是表示说他的注意，眼睛看就是你注意的地方。
And so eyes meaning that you have gazed your vision and fixed it on a specific item.
眼睛对准那里，心跑到那个地方去。
So when you fix and gaze onto that, and then your heart naturally will be going towards there.
那到底是什么是偶像
？So what kind of adultery, idol? What kind of idols they're talking about?
如果我们读出埃及记偶像是什么
？And if we're reading Exodus, what is idols?
偶像就是用有形的来代替神。
And this is to use an image of things to replace God.
这个是旧约时代讲。
This is the Old Testament era.
有形的来代替神。
And to use an image to replace God.
因为神是一个灵，看不见的，摸不到啊。
Because God is a spirit, it's not something that you can touch or see.
所以有的人就用有形的来代替说啊，这个就是神。
And so some people would use something with more of an image or form to replace the unseen God.
有一次去看一个老姐妹。
One time I had visited a senior sister.
她客厅里面有一主耶稣的像。
And in her living room, there's an image of Lord Jesus Christ.
下面有一个跪垫。
And beneath it, there's a kneeling pad.
问他说你这个是在做什么
？And so I'm asking her, what are you doing here?
我每天早上起来，我向主耶稣祷告。
And she says, every morning I will wake up and pray to Jesus Christ.
他就向那个像在祷告。
And she's praying to that image of Jesus.
那用有形的来代替神，主耶稣已经升天了，那个就是偶像。
And so you're using something of an image to replace the God, and because Jesus has ascended to heaven, so that would be an idol.
比方说，有的人他挂十字架在这个胸前。
And just like for example, some people like to wear a cross on as a necklace.
如果这是标记，我是基督徒，这可以。
If this is just to show that you're a Christian, this is something that's allowed.
如果这是装饰
，If this is an ornament.
这样看起来好看也可以。
And this will look appealing, and this is also okay.
但是如果这个可以保护我，那个就是偶像。
But if this can protect me, then that would be considered an idol.
所以我们在天主教看到很多偶像。
So in the Catholic Church, that we have seen much idols.
但是圣经里面说不可以拜偶像。
But the Bible have said that you cannot, thou shalt not worship idols.
所以在列王记上里面在提到。以利亚先知的世代
And First King was talking about the era of a prophet Elijah.
3年半天不下雨。
For 3.5 years, the heaven does not rain.
为什么？
Why?
因为以色列百姓拜偶像。
And because the Israelites will be worshiping idols.
那为什么神的选民会去拜偶像？
So why is it that the chosen people of Israel will be worshiping idols?
我们如果看列王记上十九章。
And let's refer to 1 Kings chapter 19.Chapter 18,
31节
verse 31.
以利亚前来对众民说：“新词良意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从他；若巴利是神，就应当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。为什么众民一言不答？
And why was the people silent?
因为周围这些外族人的文化就是拜偶像。
And because the culture of the foreigners in the land is to worship idols.
文化是很有力量的。
And so culture is something that's very powerful.
你如果一个人活到四五十岁，跟文化差不多脱离不了关系呀。
If a person lived until 40 or 50 years, and he could not pull himself apart from culture.
那外族拜偶，那以色列百姓住在他们中间，久了就被同化了。
And so, the Israelites live among the foreign tribes, and after a while, they became a part of them.
那他为什么又不拜，要去拜神呢
？So why is it that they don't want to worship God?
为什么他也拜神呢
？And why would they worship God?
因为从小他们祖宗就告诉他们在读这个摩西五经里面。讲得很清楚，今天他们会在这里，是神用大能大力、神迹是带他们来的。
Because ever since when they were little, when they read the Pentateuch, they were instructed that the reason that they're here today is because due to this Almighty God that has brought them out of Egypt.
所以脚踏两只船就不需要决定了，因为决定是痛苦的。
So when you have both feet on two boats, it's something that you don't have to decide which one to go on because.Any decision you make will be a painful one.
那这样脚踏两只船，一天过一天，没事情，这样最好。
So when you have both feet set on two boats, and you can just basically spend the day one day at a time, this is the best way to go.
所以我们现在活在这个文化里面哦，虽然没有拜那个有形的文化，但是哦，无形的在生活中啊，很多偶像。
And so we're living in this cultureless land.Although we have not worshipped the image idols, but there are many idols that does not have any image.
甚至到第八章啊，连圣殿里面都有偶像。
And even until chapter 8, they would have idols inside the holy temple.
就是人高过神就变成偶像。
And so when man is higher than God, then everything will become idols.
所以这个偶像要拿掉，人跟神的关系才能够正常。
So the idol must be removed in order the relationship between man and God to be normal again.
那不可以拜偶像，但是跟偶像有关的也不能做。
And so you cannot worship idol, you cannot participate in anything that has related to idol.
如果你家里面有一个亲戚，比方说你的母亲啊，她是拜偶像的。
And for example, maybe your mother, who is an idol worshipper.
你载我到菜市场，我今天去拜我的神哦，就买一个鸡，可以不可以载她去
？And why don't you take me to the market? I need to buy a poultry to sacrifice it to my God. Can you take her there?
可以不可以拜她去，带她去
？Can you take her there?
可以啊。
Yes.
我做一个测验啊，你妈妈要今天要去。拜祖宗哦，要到市场买个鸡，可以不可以载他去？觉得可以的举手。
And like to make a test right now. So if your mother needs to worship the idol and she wants to buy a chicken from the market as a sacrifice, are you allowed to take her? If you feel yes, please raise your hand.
可以的举手。
If you say yes, please raise your hand.
刚不是一票吗？现在没有了，弃权，不可以举手。
And if you say no, please raise your hand.
拜偶像啊，得罪神。
And so worshiping idol was sin against God.
这个妈妈拜偶像是她不认识神。
And the reason your mother worshiped God is because she does not know God.
那我们已经归属于神的，跟她的恶行有份，这个不得了。
And so because you're belonging to God, and then you shall have no part with any evil, because this will be such great sin.
如果我去一个人家租房子，
if I go to somebody's house to rent a room,
那个房东说，我是刚刚到那个哪个地方去求一些符咒，你帮我挂上去好吗？
And the landlord tells me that I have prayed for certain ornaments of the idols to be placed on the walls. Can you help me, please?
可不可以帮他挂？我没有拜，我就帮他挂，做个人情啊。他房价算了比较便宜啊。
And maybe he can give you a discount on the rent. Can you do that?
这个也不行。
And you're not allowed to do that.
任何跟偶像有关系的都不行。
Any activity related to idol worshiping is forbidden.
如果你开一个公司，你和你好的朋友来说，替你做做风水，可以不可以？
And if you open up a good company and then you have a good friend to come and say that we'll look at your feng shui for you, is that allowed?
你如果允许，大难就会来到。
And if you allow that to happen, a great calamity will come upon you.
所以任何跟偶像要百分之百的切断，因为神是忌邪的神。
Anything related to idols needs to be cut apart 100% because God is an envious God.
一点都不能够含糊。
And this area cannot be unclear.
神是忌邪的神。
And because God is a jealous God.
所以以色列百姓惹神嫉妒。
And so the Israelites provoke God to anger.
因此神的愤怒就倾倒下来。
And so the wrath of God came pouring down on them.
我们明天再继续。
And we will continue tomorrow.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.